In the last 7 to 8 years, I began to develop a different comic voice and a different perspective. You know, comedy, stand-up comedy is a low art. It's a vulgar art. It's an art of the people. It's not
fun. But it's an art.
But it is an art. It has to do with interpreting the world as you see it and then writing something and then delivering it verbally. And I found a very liberating position for myself as an artist. And that was, I sort of gave up on the human race and gave up on the American dream and culture and nation, and decided that I didn't care about the outcome. And that gave me a lot of freedom from a kind of distant platform to be sort of amused, to watch the whole thing with a combination of wonder and pity, and try to put that into words.
Not caring about the outcome, what do you mean by that?
Not having an emotional stake in whether this experiment with human beings works. I really don't care. I love people as I meet them one by one. People are just wonderful as individuals. You see the whole universe in their eyes if you look carefully. But as soon as they begin to group, as soon as they begin to clot, when there are 5 of them or 10, or even groups as small as 2, they begin to change. They sacrifice the beauty of the individual for the sake of the group. I decided it was all under the control of groups now, whether it's business, religion, political people, or what, and I would distance myself from wishing for a good outcome. Let it do what it's going to do, and I'll enjoy it as an entertainment.
And I'll reflect on what it is on its own.
And I'll enjoy it for the entertainment. There's a little bit of a sick part in this, too. Yeah. I root for the big comet. I root for the big asteroid to come and make things right. That's the way I put it.
Stir things up.
Yes, to get us back where we were before the first one came and knocked out these dinosaurs and let the ferrets
grow. We're talking about comets on this show tonight.
I know. And I'm rooting for that big one to come right through that hole in the ozone layer because I want to see it on CNN. See, I'm here for the entertainment, Charlie. I am. People, these philosophers say, why are we here? I know I am here.
For the entertainment.
The show. Bring it on. I want to see the circus.
But how does this affect your performance and what you bring to stand-up?
Well, I've seen a lot of comedians, we've all seen a lot of comedians who seem to have a political bent in their work. And always implicit in the work is some positive outcome, that this is all going to work. If only we do this, if only we pass that bill, if only we elect him, if only we do that. It's not true. It's circling the drain time for humans. I believe this. I honestly believe this. Not just as a comedian, he thinks that. He likes to say that. Yeah. I believe it. And when you say to yourself, I don't care what happens. It just gives you a broader perspective for the art, for the words to emerge, to not care. That's what happened in that 92 show. That's why I could say the planet is fine, the people are... Because the planet will outlast us. It will be here and it will be fine.
Has the subject matter changed?
Well, you're still stuck with what's going on. Yeah. But I don't like topical. I don't like political humor. I don't mention politicians. In fact, I defend them in this particular show. Everyone is on their case. Everyone is always making things.
Politicians are bad.
I defend them and blame it on the people. This is where it belongs.
You get what you deserve?
Yes, you get what you deserve, and you deserve what you get. And I have a slogan, the public sucks. And it works nicely, and people accept it. Not very enthusiastically, but they understand that it says we the people in that preamble. It doesn't say them the thises and those the thats. It says, hey.
We got on this boat.
And people who hate government are involved in a form of suicide because government is self-government. And if you hate the government, you hate yourself. Yeah. It's the same with the war against nature that mankind goes through. So I just said to myself, it's not going to get better, not in my lifetime. Let me enjoy this and get a little perverse about my commentary on it.
What does perverse mean, though?
Well, to look for where the people think the line is. The people have values, that these things, these amorphous things they call values that they bring to the seat in the theater when they sit down. Yeah. And I like to find out where their line may be and deliberately cross it, disturb them a little, make them uncomfortable, and then bring them with me across the line and make them glad they came. That's what I do. I'm an entertainer. I'm not a doomsayer. I'm not here to preach. I don't do political tracts. But I do entertain. I do a lot of jokes. But I want you to feel a little in danger along the way.